Okay, let's discuss a topic that has come up a number of times already in this in our parak of Ketzin Mevarchin, and we've mentioned a number of these ideas, but let's just try to outline them and put it into a context. Let's start with a machlokas rishonim at the beginning of our parak. Comes up in the first daf on daf lamed hey. The Gemara there said, if you remember, that it's also to be nenim in olam hazeh below bracha. You're not allowed to get hanah without a bracha. V'chol nenim in olam hazeh below bracha ma'al. And if somebody gets hanah from this world without a bracha, he's violating me'ilah. It's as if he's getting benefit from something belonging to Hashem, just like me'ilah from the Beis HaMikdash. One is not allowed to get a bracha. The world belongs to Hashem. So ma'ita kante, the Gemara says, how do you fix your problem? Yelech etzel chacham, go to a rabbi. He'll fix your problems. Says the Gemara, Yitzel Chacham, my Avilei, what is the rabbi going to do for you? So the answer, the Gemara says, Hay Avilei Isura. The Gemara says, he already did an Isser. So what's the rabbi going to do for you? Elam Arava, Yelech Yitzel Chacham Meikara, V'yelam Denu Brachos. Go to a rabbi originally, beforehand, learn Hilchas Brachos, Kadesh Lo Yavilei De Me'ila, so that you don't come to Me'ila. Obviously, after I didn't make a bracha, he's not going to help me. But if I go to him beforehand to teach me the laws of Brachos, that will prevent me from violating Me'ila. Okay, that's the Gemara. Interesting machlokes on this Gemara. The Ritva, I gave you the Ritva in page number one. We mentioned it in the Daf Shir from Rabbeinu Yonah. Same thing. They both say that what happens, what about Shahakol? What about Shahakol? V'hu adin, right, it said you have to learn Hilchas Brachas, just because you don't violate Me'ilah. Just say Shahakol if you don't know. Is that okay? So the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah said, yeah, it's okay. Just lechadchili, let's make the more specific bracha. But Shahakol would be okay too. V'hu adin shafil lo yada el abrecha Shahakol yatsa ba'yidei Me'ilah. That's okay, as the Mishnah says on Daf Mem, al kulam shamar Shahakol yatsa. El adel lechadchila, but you're supposed to learn all the specific brachos. But really, Shahakol covers you, you're okay. That's the Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the Pashup Shah, what we would say. But if you look in the Abu Draham, there's an implicit note where the Abu Draham says, you have it there at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, quoting that Gemara, Kilu Nanim, Mikarchi Shemayim, Maitakante, Amarava, Yelech Itzachacha Meikara, V'yelamden, I'm sorry, you see the kol hazeh below bracha, the first line is the key for us. If anybody's old, nenim and olam hazeh below bracha, pirish bracha ha-miyuchedes la-oso davar ma'al. If somebody does not say the specific bracha that is suited for this item, when, let's add in, when he could have known about it and he didn't say it, he violates me'ilah. What should you do? You have to go to learn Hilchos Brachos. One might say, it's not explicit, but one might say the Abu Draham is hinting to the fact that you can't just rely on Shahakol. If you just rely on Shahakol and you could have learned the specific bracha, so then maybe that is still a little bit Me'ilah. It's bracha miyuchedeslo. If you don't say the bracha miyuchedeslo, you still violate Me'ilah. If this is a true reading of the Abu Draham, then we could ask the question, what's the machlokas about? What is the kudas of machlokas? Why would you say that Shahakol covers you? Or what is, maybe you would say, only Shahakol covers you, but b'di'eved, if you don't know, and it's not your fault, then it could cover you. But otherwise, not. What would be the machlokas? So, two suggestions. One small one, which we'll mention now, and one large one, which we'll develop more. One suggestion is maybe it's the bracha, the machlokas is about what a brachas ha'nenin is supposed to be. We discussed this at length on Daf Lamed Hey in the Daf, and that is brachas ha'nenin more mitzvah-like? Or more matir-like, right? Inherently, many achronim point out that the pashtus of the Gemara is that it's a matir. Hashem aretz malo, Hashem l'vei adam, it's also to me before I make the bracha. Once I make the bracha, boom, I'm allowed to partake of it. It's a matir. So, suggests the Shalmi Nisan, this is Kaplan, if you look on page 4, says the Shalmi Nisan, maybe this is the issue, he doesn't quote the Abu Draham, but this part of what he says is that this might be the issue behind the Abu Draham Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah discussion. And that is, if you say it's a matir, then it shouldn't matter what bracha you say. A matir is a matir. You ask for shus. You were makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of this. Shehakol mi'ebed varo. So it shouldn't make a difference. Yeah, you should use, Chazal have tailor-made matirs for different foods. But still, once you acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pashtus it should work. And you shouldn't violate Me'ilah. If rather, though, you say it like other Rishonim, that no, it happens to be Matir, but really this is a mitzvah. This is Shevach V'Hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, it might, Derech Agav, allow you, but really inherently the conceptual definition of a bracha is a mitzvah. shevach. So then maybe you have to have the correct exact shevach that Chazal instituted in order for it to work. And if not, one would violate. So that's one derech to go through, the matir element that relates to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we had on Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says maybe you wouldn't apply Savik Drabanan Lakula by Berach HaZananin because it's stealing from Hashem if I don't say a bracha. So it's not regular Savik Drabanan Lakula. And that's why some Achronim asked the question, maybe an Onain should have to make a Berach HaZananin because an Onain can't do Isurim, he's only Pater for Mitzvos. So maybe an Onain. We don't paskin that way. But at least the suggestion is raised based on this idea of matir. But maybe there's a totally other idea that they are arguing about. And that is, maybe they're arguing about the nature of the bracha of shahakol. And we'll mention one or two things that we mentioned in the Gemara and some of the others that we have not mentioned. The Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, on the bottom, last line, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara had just been saying that Rabbi Yochanan ate an entire salted olive and made a Hadamah and a Bari Nefashos. Hadamah and Tchila Vasof, whatever that means. Maybe it means an Al Ha'etz, ate an olive. So the Gemara is bothered, and the Gemara brought that in because he wanted to know a salted olive might be like a cooked olive. Does cooking change the bracha of a vegetable or a fruit? So the Gemara asked, though, a side question. Another question, besides the cooking element, Hechi Mevarech Al Zayis Maliach. How did Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha, the specific bracha, on a Zayis Maliach? Kivan de Shakilu Lagarine. Obviously, he took out the pit. He didn't eat the pit of the olive. But by definition, it was a Zayis that was less than a Zayis. So you didn't have the shear. So butts are lazy shiure. It was Pachas Mikashir. So how do you make the bracha on it? It was less than a Kazayis. He was eating a Zayis and he took out the pit. So how did he make a bracha on it? It was Pachas Mikashir. And the Gemara answered, no, it was a very big Zayis. It was a big kezias, so that's why even when you took out the pit, it was still, the amount that was edible was the size of a medium zayas, and that's why it was still a kezias, it was still a shear. Good. What bracha is the Gemara talking about here? Which bracha? Tosfos says on the spot, Taflamites Man Aleph on top, Tosfos says we're obviously talking about bracha achrona. The Gemara is bothered, how did Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha achrona? The Gemara said he made a bracha tchila vasof. You only have to make a bracha achrona if you ate the shear. If you had a kezias, if you don't need a kezias, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. But says Tosfos, obviously the Gemara is not asking about bracha rishona, because bracha rishona, of course you make a bracha rishona, even if you eat less than a shear. If I eat a tiny amount of bread, I say amotzi. If I eat a tiny amount of an apple, I say ha'etz. Bracha rishona, nothing to do with shear. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara, and that's how most rishonim understand. The Rif, v'chulu. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah says in the back, that even bracha rishona, the Gemara is bothered by. And what is the Gemara's question? That if you ate less than a shear, you should say a shahakol. Of course, you would agree, you have to say a bracha. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, you'd have to say a shahakol. Ubebachas b'shear, the top of Chav Zayin Mabez, lo hayo levarech alo lefana bracha shahakol. Kedei shalo yenem and olam hazeh below bracha. So the question is, b'manav shach, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, does pachas b'shear require a bracha or not? If it requires a bracha, give it the right bracha. If it doesn't require a bracha, what do you mean? Make a shahakol. You know exactly what you're eating. Why should less than a shear require a shahakol? Question one. Question two. We'll pile up the evidence before we give an idea. Question two. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, which we discussed, brought down the issue of drinking oil. Somebody drinks oil straight. So the Gemara said, drinking oil, that for sure does not get a ha'etz. Because it's being mazik you. Azuki mazik la. And therefore there's no ha'etz. And therefore what bracha do you get? So Rashi says, no bracha. You're drinking something that's hurting you? No bracha. The einzu achila she'tu'una bracha, Rashi says. This isn't called an achila if you drink oil. Not eating. But we mentioned, if you look at the Rambam, that's not what the Rambam Shita is. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Brachas, Paraches Halacha Beis, page 5 of your packet. Aval imshasa Hashem in Lavado. If you drink plain oil, Oshalaya Choshish Begrono, and you didn't have a sore throat, Mivarech Halav Shahakol. You make a Shahakol on plain oil. The Rambam Shita is on a Davar Hamazik, you make a Shahakol. Right? Pasha the Gemara, like Rashi says, you don't make any brach, it's being Mazik you. The Rambam says, no, you make a Shahakol. Why? As the Rambam Shahari Lo Nehne Betam Hashemen. Because you didn't get hanah from the taste of the oil. So Rambam's trying to explain to us why we don't say a ha'etz. Because you didn't get nan that mitama shemen. That's what a zuki mazik la means. But you make a shahakli, you make a bracha, it's a mazik. And yet the Rambam says you make a bracha. And what's even more troublesome is that the Gemara compares this to Hilchas Truma. The Gemara says if a Yisrael eats, drinks wine of Truma, he doesn't have to pay the Chomesh because it's not called an Achila. And the Rambam paskins that way. Laman Hayim Abayis on the bottom. And the Rambam says in Hilchas Trumos, this quotes the Gemara, if you drink oil of Truma, you don't pay the Chomesh, only the Karen. Why do you pay the Karen? Because you amazik the Kohen. But you don't pay the Chomesh because it's not called an Achila. The Rambam paskins that way in Hilchas Trumos. He says in Hilchas Trumas, Yud Yud Aleph, Hashos HaShemen V'asach HaZayayin, Kol Eilu Mishalman HaSakar V'edo Mishalman HaChomesh. Pashtus, the Rambam says, it's not called an Achila. So again, we ask, so how can the Rambam say you make a shakol? If it's not an Achila, you shouldn't make any bracha. So why does Rabbeinu Yonah say Pachos B'Kashir gets a shakol? Why does the Rambam say Dover HaMazik gets a shakol? And one final question before we answer. And that is Tosfos later on in the parak. Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos there, we didn't get up to this yet, but Tosfos there discusses, if one has a suffik, what bracha should one make on besamim? You have a type of besamim, not sure if it's atzei besamim or isvei besamim. So Tosfos says, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, yesh mefarshim, in Tosfos v'al, shemivarech shahakol nihyeh bivaro. Tosfos at least has one daya that if you're not sure which bracha to make on besamim, you make a shahakol. After all, akulah memar shahakol yatsa. That's unbelievable. You can make a shahakol on besamim. You can't make any other bracha on besamim. A ha'etz, a hamotzi. Even though hamotzi pathers everything, hamotzi doesn't pather besamim. That's what Tosas is talking about. How can you make a shahakol on besamim? So what many achronim suggest. I gave it to you from an article my Rebbe had in the Sefer Yibul HaYoglos. You have it on page 7, 8, and 9. And that is, maybe shahakol is a very different type of bracha. Yes, it's more inclusive than any other bracha. But what does inclusive mean? Inclusive doesn't just mean quantitatively more inclusive. Maybe inclusive means because it's a qualitatively different type of bracha. Chazal, when they made all brachos besides shahakol, they were focusing on the chefsa. You have to be makir and relate to the chefsa, the item that you are eating. That's the hodah that we mandate that you give Hashem. Barei minei mezonos, barei pri ha'etz, barei pri adama, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, barei pri ha'gafen. Specific. That's the focusing on the chefsa. Maybe shahakol is a very different type of bracha, more focused on the hanas ha'gavra. It's very different. That's why you don't focus on any food. Everything's from you, Hashem. Shakol ni'evid varo. It's a different type of bracha. Not just a more inclusive bracha. It's a different type of bracha that's not, Chazal don't mandate that you relate. And it could be, on a hashkafic level, maybe because it includes the items that weren't originally created to be food, so that's why Chazal didn't want to make a bracha that specifies them as food. So that's why maybe in terms of the why. Right now we're not so interested in the why, in terms of the characterizing it. But it says, suggests Rav Rosenzweig right here. He says maybe that's what's behind this issue. This issue of Shahakol being different. If you look on page 7 and page 8 in the packet that I gave you, on line page 8, on line 5, Me'idach nitan omar, shebracha zu eina bracha koleles, ela bracha klalit. Beautiful lashon. It's not a bracha koleles that includes more, but a bracha klalit, a more general bracha. So it's a qualitatively different type of bracha. Bracha ko rechava v'ko makifa, shishayachas l'ko maichol v'maichol b'li agbala. The fact that it includes everything means it's a different type of bracha, and it's not misyaches to the specific item. Ba'ofan mashbo utiv yashir l'shom maichol. No, it's just connected to the person. Maybe that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says, less than a shear, you don't focus on the chefsa, because it's not a chash of chefsa. You're only eating less than a shear. Make a shahakol, because you're still getting hana. Because there's hana's agavra there, even though there's no chash of chefsa. Mazik, this item is killing you. It's hurting you very much. But you're still getting some nourishment and some sustenance from it. It's still oil. So you have to make a bracha. You have to give. You have to relate, because you're getting hana from it. Maybe not ta'am, like the Rambam said, but the body is getting hana. Third, maybe that's how it can include even smell. Because it's about the hanas hagavra. right? Not focusing on the item. And therefore, all of those might be able to explain with this suggestion. Where else might this come up? There's an interesting shuva of the Maharach Arzarua, the Arzarua son. Next page, on page 10, where the Maharach Arzarua discusses, we're going to get to a sugi by the Sham and a couple of daf, of Iker V'Tafel. Came up already in the Masechta, in our parak. Iker V'Tafel, as we know, they have an Iker and a Tafel, you make a bracha on the Iker, and one is Pater for making a bracha on the Tafel. The Maharach Arzarua has a case, what happens if I'm eating the Tafel before the Iker? Say if I eat it together, then obviously I don't make a bracha on the tafel. What if I'm eating the tafel before the ikker? So what do I do? Can I not make a bracha? I'm going to eat something without a bracha? I didn't make the bracha on the ikker yet. Do I make the bracha of the ikker on the tafel? Even though I'm not eating the ikker yet? Right, what happens if I pour myself a bowl of cereal? But I'm going to have the bowl of cereal, but all of a sudden I get very thirsty. So I want the milk, so I'm going to have just milk in my spoon. But that's different. Once you already want the milk separately, so then it's not, that becomes ikker. But let's say there's some other case. You're eating some tafel to whet your appetite in order to enjoy the ikker more. Whatever the case is, conceptually. Says the Maharach Arzarua, you make a shahakol on the tafel. That's what you do. And again, we ask, why does that make sense? So some suggest that maybe the Maharach Arzarua, so I'm at a case where the bracha of the ikker is shahakol. So it just means you make the bracha of the ikker early. That's how the Beis Yosef seems to understand the Maharach Arzarua. But if you look in the other Achronim, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen, in the next source, if you look in the Ramah that quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, they understand that as no. Whatever the bracha is of the Iker, Hadama, Ha'etz, you make a Shahakol on the Tafel. Make a Shahakol on the Tafel. And the question is, why does that make sense? This is not the correct bracha. This is not the correct bracha, right? The Trumas Hadeshen says that at the end of the Tshuva in Simul Amud Aleph, he says, "Me'alcha mashba debinito di danami mevarech al ma'achol shahakol afilu in berchaso binyan acher." Avalena patel gamrei. You don't make a, if the ikar bracha is something else. So again, we ask, why does that make sense to make a bracha on the shahakol on the tafel? So again, Rav Rosenzweig explains on page 13, it makes sense according to what we just said. Because why are you interested in this tafel? Not because you're relating to it as a chefsa, because it's tafel. But why? Because you're getting hana. You're getting something out of it. In the middle paragraph on page 13, Kshadam ochel machol peter tafel le'ikr, pirusho shel davarhu, when you're eating something tafel, what does that mean? She'ino mu'unyat b'chefsa zu peter atzma. You're not interested in this item per se. El b'mashi ma'afsheres o misayas la'achilas ikr. No, and just how it helps you eat the ikr that you're going to get into. So imkain, if that's true, maybe that's why shahakol is the most appropriate. If I eat the tafel with the ikker, okay, I'm eating the ikker as the chef, so I make a bracha on the ikker. But if you're eating it beforehand, this highlights and somehow makes independent the tafel, and you're able to make the shahakol on the tafel because it's achilas hagavra, even though it's not relating to the chef. Good. So what do we have so far? Pachos b'kashir, birchas hareach, mazik, tafel before the ikker. That's four. One more before we get back to the original issue. And that is a Gemara that was on today's daf. Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara had a machlokas amoraim, whether shahakol even covers bread or wine. Bread and wine. Machlokas. Rav Huna says it does not. Shahakol does not cover bread and wine. And Rav Yochanan says it does. Why wouldn't it cover? Shahakol covers everything. So Rashi says, no, because you make these, you use these foods so often, they're special. Shegorim brachos harbe la'atzmo. Kiddush havdala brachas chasanim. Okay, that's Rashi. If you look in the Rishash, right here on the Gemara, the Rishash says, because these brachos are miyuchad, specific for the food. All cookies get mizonos. All fruit get ha'etz. All vegetables get hadama. Wine gets a special bracha, and bread gets a special bracha. Says the Rishash, that's why these are different. What does that mean? So what, they're different, but shahakol still covers everything. Ah, maybe according to what we're suggesting, maybe we could explain the shita, at least of one of the opinions. Maybe Rav Huna holds, why doesn't it cover it? Because, Rav Huna, I forgot which was which, Rav Huna says, right, it does not cover it. Why? Because those items, like the Rishash says, are specifically, you have to relate to the chefsa by those. You have to go down that path. by the other items, l'chadchila relate to the general category of food. If not shakal kawarki, you can relate to the gavra. But maybe by these items, they're so special, Chazal enacted a specific bracha for them, so therefore you can't use the qualitatively different shahakol hanas hagavra path. And therefore, that's why Rav Huna would say it doesn't work. What would Rav Yochanan say? One of two things. Maybe Rav Yochanan would hold that he rejects this whole idea about shakal. No, shakal is just a more inclusive bracha. And therefore it could work, even for basar yayin. Or even if he would say Hanas HaGavra versus these two are special. Maybe Hanas HaGavra could still cover these. Right? You can still cover them, just like they can cover everything else. Okay. Back to our original question. What was our original question? Ritva Abu Draham. Why would Shahakol not cover Me'ila? The Ritva says, or Ben Yonah says, as long as you make a Shahakol, you're covered from Me'ila. Why wouldn't Shahakol cover that? So maybe one could suggest, again, it's a chiddush, but everyone can suggest that there are two elements of Me'ila. There are two aspects of Me'ila discussed in real Me'ila, but at least this is the Durabanan Me'ila of Brachos. There's a Me'ila related to the Chefza. You are partaking of the Chefza that doesn't belong to you. Number two, you are benefiting. Hana. In real Me'ila, the Achronim discuss, is it Gezel Hekdish? Is it Bizayan Hekdish? Hana Me Hekdish? Maybe you have those elements by Hilchos Brachos as well. You have the Chefza focus, and you have, which is like a Dvar Shel Hekdesh, and you have the Hanas HaGavra focus. So maybe what the Abu Dram is saying is that Shahakol is very different. Fine, Shahakol could be Matir the Hanah to the Gavra, but you still didn't remove the Isser Me'ila from the Chefza. That requires a specific bracha. As long as it's possible, if you're an Ones, if you don't have a choice, ain't Breira. But maybe, if this is a very different type of bracha, maybe that's why the Abu Dram holds what he says. So this is a couple of suggestions, maybe one main suggestion about the bracha of Shahakol, how it's unique and special in the world of brachas. We usually think of Shahakol as, just make a Shahakol. But in this regard, as we just discussed tonight, maybe it's the most unique bracha out of all of the brachas. And even Kabbalistically, I gave you on the last page, from Rav Chanoch Karlenstein in his Kuntris about the Eitzos Lazakos B'din Yomam Noram, he says, special kavana during our Shahakol could change the world. He writes where it's underlined. Yadua Mashemuva B'Sifrei HaKadmonim, the Bircha Shahakol Mamtik Hadin U'machlish Koach HaSatan. Shahakol Niyebevar Hashem, everything is from your word. Tremendous power in that bracha. And therefore, we have to be extra careful in all of our brachas at this time of year, but especially the bracha of Shahakol. Okay, we'll stop here. But next week, there probably will not be an Ian Shear. We'll see when we have another one. We'll have the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot coming up, but we'll see when we can fit in another Shear. Okay, we'll stop here.